You've been keeping well?
Yeah, well, it's you know, family time and before the tour, so I enjoy myself and my family right now.
Yeah, no kidding, because
I've gone for 45 days, so it's gonna be fun.
I was gonna say when you hit the road with Aaron Burchett and the Liquored Up tour, you are gonna be on the road for quite some time, and then after the tour, you're gonna be busy this year.
Oh yes. You know what? I'm super lucky. I released my next album in May. So I'll be super busy this summer too, and after the tour. But you know what? I'm gonna take maybe 2 weeks of vacation with my folks. sure.
where's a vacation for you when you got a little downtime? Where do you like to go?
You know what? I don't know now. I think I'm maybe in the south.
Yeah,
you know, like just I want you to enjoy the sun, and I don't know yet. Like, we'll see. Maybe Costa Rica, something like that.
Oh yeah, cool. Well, yeah, you're gonna need that. You know, hitting the road with Aaron Burchett in January, February, March. I mean, you got some cold months ahead of you down the road.
Oh yeah. It's gonna be super fun, and I'm leaving Friday, and the first show's in Calgary, and after that we do the whole tour across Canada, so it's gonna be super fun. I'm super lucky again to be with Aaron. He's such a great guy, and you know, big talent, so it's gonna be fun.
So I gotta ask you, Matt, how did you get selected for the Liquored Up tour? Did Aaron Burchett look at your song library and see in a bar Never Met a Beer, Watered Down the Whiskey, and say, this is my guy?
Yeah, well, you know what? I play with Aaron last summer, and I met Aaron there too. So I think he saw the show. So he was like, well, you know what? If you want to do a tour with me, we can figure it out. So right now I'm going on tour with that guy, and I'm pretty sure he heard some songs.
Yeah, I hope so. It's going to be a great show. We're looking forward to it. That's at the Capitol Music Club in Saskatoon when the Liquored Up Tour comes to Saskatoon on Tuesday, February 20th. Now, when we see you on stage, Matt, yes. I met you back in Calgary at the CCMAs back in, I think it was 2019. Mm-hmm. At that point, you weren't wearing a cowboy hat. I see you sporting on your website a buckle and a cowboy hat these days. Is that the look we're going to see when we see you on stage?
Of course.
What made you do the switch?
With me? You know what? The first time I was like, I want to do some country music, and I really like the, you know, cowboy hats and, you know, buckle and stuff like that. But I don't know why I did that, you know, from the start. I don't know, because I really like that, you know. Maybe at a time my lightning guy said, you know what? I can't see your eyes with your hat. I'm like, okay, I'll put you just a, you know, normal hat. But after that, I'm just like, why I don't, you know, I don't know why, but.
Well, it looks good on you, man. It sure looks good on you.
Oh, thank you.
I'm one of the rare industry guys when I go to things like the CCMAs or MMC in a concert or what have you. I'm one of the rare industry radio guys that still wears a cowboy hat. I'll go to the CCMAs, look around the room. There's going to be me and Bamford and Burchett and not too many. You can count them on one hand, nice having you join the hat club.
I'm super excited about that too.
Now, so you mentioned you got a new album coming out in May. So we look forward to new music from Matt Lang this year, and the tour is going to be rolling through Saskatoon. What is in case people don't know, if they haven't picked up your accent yet from this interview, what is country music like in Quebec, where you're from? Is it big out that way?
Well, for real, it's really big. Yeah, it's really big, and it's really like popular, I think. And to be honest, and you know, I'm like, it's really humble, but I think it's the biggest, like Matt Lang right now in Quebec, it's the biggest band, I think. I'm super lucky. And in the same time, country music scene is really big in Quebec right now. It's like a big, it's a big wave right now. I don't know if that makes sense.
Yep.
Making sense, but it's a big wave right now. So,
Well, you that's cool. I'm sure you got those two Quebec shows on the Liquored Up Tour circled on your calendar, too.
Yeah, Montreal and Sherbrooke. at the end of the tour. So yeah, it's going to be fun. All my family is going to be there to see Aaron and Corey, not me, because it's...
Oh, yeah, come on.
They saw me a lot.
Matt Lang, a part of the Liquored Up Tour with Aaron Perchant, again, the Capitol Music Club, Tuesday, February 20th. One last question for you, Matt.
Yes.
How do you prepare for a Liquored Up Tour, besides the music, besides making sure you're ready to go on stage? Is there any... liquor preparation that Aaron has put in place that, you know, you need to work on before you hit the road?
For real, to be honest, no. With the flow and that.
He didn't put any guidelines in. Okay, this is where I'm going to need you to be, Matt. No,
No, he's super, super nice. He's just, yeah, it's, you know, it's super simple. So it's,
yeah, you know. That was one of those hard-hitting radio questions, you know. Matt, thanks for taking the time to join us on the show today. We can't wait to see you on stage February 20th in Saskatoon at the Capitol Music Club with Aaron Perchant. It's going to be a lot of fun that night.
Oh, yeah, I'm super excited, and thanks for your time, too.